This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Products, and more products. I love it. The toys, all the goodies we can buy right before Christmas. Oh, yeah, the special gifts that we give each other all year long. Yes, automotive gifts. I hope you keep it to automotive this year, folks. Welcome to Auto World. Welcome into the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to be here with you since 1992. Behind the silver microphone, that microphone's pretty famous. In fact, it has a temperature gauge on it, just like, well, I can report it. Why not? It's 120 degrees right now. Now, that's a lot of hot air. Woo! Looks like the track temperature right now is where my butt's sitting on the Dodge Viper seat is pretty warm, too. That means we're going to have, well, we're warmed up and ready to go. Let's do it. Got a full tank of fuel, and the electric computer is plugged in. So I have both. I have electric and petrol to burn down the road, Auto World Road. Fasten your seatbelt, put your tray table up, prepare for takeoff. Let's do it. Today on Auto World, I've got for you the elephant. It's not the elephant in the room either. Well, it could be. Could be in your room. Could be in your garage. It could be underneath the bonnet for you folks listening over there in Sweden. Good to have you along. Australia, good to have you folks along. Germany, I appreciate you being there for me. Thank you. Elephant with 1,000-plus horsepower. We're going to talk a little bit about that today on Auto World. I've got for you products. This is early because Christmas is coming. I'm just giving you some ideas so you know what to buy me. It's all products coming from SEMA this last year. This last month, actually. It's that they're this fresh. They are real products. They are going to be hitting the market. Some of them are already on the market. So get your, not your wallet, your credit card out, and let's do it. I'm going to be talking a little bit about that. And you folks sitting back and saying to yourself, you might be listening to me on the radio in your Mustang, your Charger, Dodge Charger, and maybe you're sitting back in your Camaro. Well, you've been banned. We're going to get to that story. Of course, overall, though, folks, everybody here tuning in, millions of you, I do appreciate that. We are coast to coast and worldwide. I do want to say thank you. Appreciate it. It's because of you that I'm here. It's because of you that the radio stations, all of our great Auto World radio affiliates are taking Auto World. It's because of you. You're commenting, positive comments. Some have negatives. That's okay. We need to know how to fix, with the bus. Make sure everybody's on the bus and everybody's happy that's on the bus. And that's the Auto World bus. Do, please do, get a hold of your radio station, your favorite radio station you're listening to right now, and email them. Let them know you'd like to have another hour of Auto World, or just let them know how much you like the show. I do appreciate that. Thank you. So today, again, I've got for you, have you ever flipped a house? I mean, purposely. It's been going on for quite a few years. You buy the house, and you decide to flip it. And then what that means, you know, you buy it low, sell high. You throw some carpet in the thing, you call your painter, and you have the painter paint the inside and the outside of the thing, you know, and they stand back with the 5-gallon buckets and throw the paint on it, you know. Put some lipstick on the pig, huh? Yeah. And then flip it and make some money. How about car flips? Truck flips. Oh, yeah. I know you folks are even buying things on Facebook and Craigslist, and you're reselling it on Facebook and Craigslist. Why not? That's why we live in the United States, U.S. of A. But guess what? Coming up today here on Auto World, if you flip this one, it's going to cost you $50,000 in a fine. So stay tuned for that. Also, I have for you today, a patent was issued. Well, the segment is called A Patent Was Issued. Well, right now, let's get to the product. I got a product for you that a lot of you, again, Christmas is coming up, and I know we're going into the season. By the way, we have trivia, too, here today on Auto World, and the trivia today is all based upon the firsts. Okay, I'll give you one right now. Like, the first tire chains were introduced in 1905. Tire chains, 1905. Wow. We don't even use tire chains today, do we? No. Some of you do. Some of you live in the remote areas on the mountains going up and down, but you're really not putting the tire chains on. Hanging the iron is what they call it. Yeah, you're not doing that anymore. What you're doing is probably putting on the plastic ones. Or you have the bags in the car. Little Auto World product that, in fact, I talked about last year. You can buy a tire sock, folks. You can Google it. They're not a sponsor. A tire sock. That's right. You know how you slide your sock on your foot so you don't slip and fall while you're heading to the radio to turn it on to listen to Auto World? Whoops, I didn't put my sock on. Or you bought the socks that were real slippery? Okay. You hit the back of your head, don't you? Whoop, woo, I just slipped. Whoop. All right. Well, what that means, a sock for your tire, you just put the sock over the tire, literally, and off you go if you get stuck. Look it up. That's a good product. But right now, here's a product from SEMA this last year, 2 weeks ago, October 31st, folks. Just launched. Just launched. This just happened at SEMA. It's called Flatted. It's a unique automotive outfitter that wants to elevate their company, of course, and simplify gear for you. You overlanders. You road trippers. You van lifers. That's right. Well, what is it? It's an inflatable truck topper. Huh? Yeah, that's right, an inflatable truck topper. You know, yeah, back in the olden days, we were trying to lift those big, heavy GEM tops, G-E-M tops off. My back! Oh, my back! It's so heavy, you can't get the thing off yourself. You had to ask your neighbor on the right, neighbor across the street, neighbor on the left to help you lift the stupid thing off. Not anymore. It was launched in SEMA. It's called Flatted. It's a brand that claims to heed the car camper, the overlander, and the van lifters with a portable equipment by making the accessories. It's an inflatable truck camper. Yep. They also have what it is. Basically, it's a soft-sided. It's an inflatable line that uses all-weather military-grade materials, folks. It binds each piece together using a proven drop stitch construction to create a rigid shape and a taut surface when inflated. It comes with the components to inflate it. It is a truck topper, folks. It comes with a high-pressure hand or foot pump, patch kits, and a backpack-like carrying case. You got that right. A carrying case. You can carry it on your back. It's that light. It's called the air topper. Guess what the price is for having the very world's first inflatable truck shell? A topper or a shell. Guess what? It's durable enough for all your adventures, period, everyday adventures. You can put it on your Chevy, your Ford, your Toyota Tacoma, and other pickup brands out there, too. Price? Okay, here's the price of it. For the Flatted, that's the brand, Flatted. MSRP starts at $1,900 and goes all the way up to $2,000. So you've got a $100 difference there. It depends on basically the locks that you decide to pick. A backpack. You can put it in the backpack. Yeah. It's got also internal storage pockets. 4D ring tie-downs for gear storage on the inside of it once you inflate it. It does come with that high-pressure inflate pump, by the way. Foot pump, yeah. But you have to pay extra for it. It's called the Air Deck. The Air Deck, and the price of that is about $600 to $750. Depends on if you want the big boy one at $750. If you want the little one, $600. It's an inflatable race platform, which your foot can go on it, and you just stand there and go pop, 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 and it inflates this topper within seconds, and you'll enjoy it. Absolutely. There it is. That's just one of the products I'll be talking about. When we come back, oh, ho, ho, $50,000 lawsuit. Ka-ching! If you try to flip it. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The garage door has been opened. Auto World is open, and I appreciate you being here. In fact, talking about the garage door being open, close your garage doors at night. But there's one company that has the garage door open now. They're done, the contract's over, and they have their garage door open, and not only for the selling to Amazon. So stay tuned for that story. But right now, that elephant in the room, pretty big, isn't he? She's real big. Yeah, that elephant. Well, for you Dodge fans out there, it's going to be a big, big treat. And you might turn into a Dodge fan because of the elephant. Yes, I said it's the elephant. Direct connection. Dodge, direct connection. The Dodge Performance Products brand has announced, folks, the commercial release of the elephant C176.2-liter supercharged crate Hemi engine. Oh, yeah. 6.2 supercharged crate. What's that crate mean? That means you can have, well, Amazon can deliver it to you right there at your garage. Oh, yeah. It's going to be direct connection, Dodge, and they're taking orders, and they're also going to open that garage door and start delivering it here at the beginning of 2024. Now, the elephant is what they're calling it, the C176.2-liter supercharged Hemi. It's the same engine that powers the mighty 1,025 horsepower, that's 1,025 horsepower, Dodge Challenger SRT Demon 170 from the Last Call line. Remember that model I talked about? And some of those are now, they've been selling on bringatrailer.com and Barrett Jackson and Mecum, etc. But now it's available to you, all of us, called the general public. Yes! Here is the address. Remember, first hour I asked you to get a pen and paper and pencil out. See, today is that homework day. Sorry about that. But here's the website for you, all of us, the public, the power of the people, I call it. Here's the website for you to get your own elephant C176.2-liter supercharged Hemi. DCPerformance.com. The first quarter of 2024. Get the numbers right here, 2024. So that means coming up, you could get it and get a little bit of a late Christmas present and call it a New Year's resolution. 1,025 horsepower under the bonnet. Oh, yeah, hood for you folks who are listening over here in the United States. Now, also, this crate engine I'm talking about, well, you won't believe the kind of gas mileage it gets. Top of the line. Top of the line. I would really like to know, once you order it and get it in your hot rod, your classic, or whatever car you might be building, you know, a lot of you, yes, I know, I'm going to say it, Ford fans out there might slip one of these into your Ford. I know a gentleman that did that, so it is true to fact. Let me know what kind of fuel mileage you're going to get with it. Now you're wondering. I know you are. The price. For Amazon to deliver this to you. Now, I'm not going to include the Amazon freight in there. They're Amazon. I am not. I'm Mark Evans, Auto World. The MSRP of this bad boy elephant with 1,025 horsepower is $27,695. Oh, my gosh. I know a lot of you are sitting back. Whoa. You're saying, I didn't even pay that much for my first house. You're right. I paid $23,000 for my first house. I think I just told you my age. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's called inflation. This thing is capable of 1,025 horsepower at 6,500 RPMs, 945 pound-feet of torque, folks, at 4,200 RPMs on E85 ethanol blend. This is why I'm pointing out the numbers to you, because you're burning E85 ethanol blend in your Pontiac Silhouette. Yeah, that's that van. You might even have, like Sonny does down there listening to us in Florida, that Pontiac van. Yeah. Okay, so you can burn ethanol in it and get all that kind of horsepower. Let's see if we can blow the skins right off that van, folks. $27,695, period. Go to, again, here is the website. It is dcperformance.com. Now, again, I just want to remind you, sometimes I, Motor Mouth Mark here, I talk a little fast. I'll slow it up, but you can always go back to my website and do a podcast there and listen to the show again and get the numbers and all that. So I keep it easy for you to, you don't have to maybe make notes throughout the hour of listening to me here at Auto World. Go to autoworldmedia.com and you'll see right there podcast. It just says click and you'll type in the date you like and listen to whatever hour you would like to. Now it's time. Talking about flipping, you know, your house and you're flipping cars or you're flipping Facebook stuff and you're flipping the Craigslist.org stuff and you're flippers. Yes, we're all flippers because we need to have some extra income in these kind of times. And isn't it the truth? If you really don't know the product, if you don't really know what it's worth, you really are losing money. You think that's a good buy, you buy the thing, your car, your truck, a lot of you are nodding your head here in the Auto World Plaza, six rows, and yes, half of you are nodding your head, yeah, we've lost money, so be careful out there when you go to decide to flip something, because one company is going to fine you $50,000 if you decide to flip their product within the first year. Who is it? Tesla. Tesla, folks, Tesla will sue you for $50,000 if you try to resell or flip the Cybertruck in the very first year. That's right. Yep, they're going to sue you. Customers are set to receive their very first Tesla Cybertrucks here in the end of this month. And folks, if you are, and you did put an order in, and you did receive one, please call me. Please email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Send me a photo. I'd love to meet you through email or on the phone. I'd love to talk about that Cybertruck and throughout your driving of it and all that. But be careful. Don't try to sell it because you're going to get sued. That's right. You're going to receive it here in this month, November. Yeah, right before Christmas, and they're saying they're going to try to prevent you from reselling the vehicles during the very first year, according to Tesla's terms and conditions. Yeah, now here's the terms and conditions. If you didn't know, Tesla added a section titled "For Cybertruck Only" to its motor vehicle order terms, which laid out new rules. You agree that you will not sell or otherwise attempt to sell the vehicle within the first year following your vehicle's delivery date. Tesla may seek relief to prevent the transfer of a title of the vehicle or demand liquidated damages from you in the amount of $50,000 or the value received in consideration for the sale of a transfer, whichever comes first and is greater. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I've got even more. I've got the release date for you. Woohoo! We'll be right back. And the numbers. What Elon Musk is expecting to sell when it comes to the Cybertruck.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Update. New this Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Israeli military will continue to take out Hamas terrorists with full force. Netanyahu, speaking in Hebrew, here's a translator. He is rejecting calls for a ceasefire.
If Gaza would be demilitarized, there would be no more threat to Israel from there. And to assure that there is no such threat, as long as necessary, the IDF will control, as far as security is concerned, Gaza.
Now, how the war started after Hamas terrorists slaughtered 1,200 Jews on October 7th at a music festival, raping women, beheading babies at multiple kibbutzes, shooting and killing people who were hiding out in portable bathrooms, setting people on fire, burning down homes, and taking 240 hostages, including the elderly and infants. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
$50,000 fine.
Ouch!
Oh, that's...
That hurts.
Yes, Tesla, folks, the Cybertruck. So if you order one and you're going to get one, careful there. They're going to sue you if you try to flip it or sell it within the first year. $50,000. And also, Tesla states that they're going to refuse to sell you any future vehicles. Yeah. Now, one thing, though, Tesla may agree to buy it back at the original price minus 25 cents a mile that it has been driven. And, of course, a reasonable wear and tear and the cost to repair the vehicle to Tesla's used vehicle cosmetic and mechanical standards. It does not. Tesla does not want to purchase your vehicle, though. I do know that. They state that in the news article. Now, because, you know, a couple things, given the subscription model of much of the software that Tesla EVs use, resale can be complicated, folks. For example, the FSD feature, that stands for the full self-driving feature, FSD, which costs up to $199 per month. It's not transferable to the new owner. The Cybertruck was first announced back in 2019, Tesla's first new product of the year, and is expected to shake up the electrical pickup truck market. Yes, it's 100% electric. Tesla originally said that the price of the truck would start about $39,900, but it's likely to be much more expensive than that due to what? Pricey building materials and the word inflation. Elon Musk, the founder, the man who invented Tesla and all that, and put Tesla on our planet. He, of course, is all stated here lately in the press release, news press, the production of the Cybertruck will reach 250,000 by 2025. But, fair warning, don't try to resell it in the first year. A lot of that is happening. I see that a lot on, one of the auction sites. Are not a sponsor, but I do like to keep them in my email box. You might want to do this too. It's called bringatrailer.com, B-A-T, bringatrailer.com. Go ahead, go for it. It costs nothing. They don't send you any spam, any of that kind of stuff. I wouldn't turn you and send you to any bad products. I want you to go to a car show every single day. They'll actually literally send you, unless you start bidding. But I have sold cars on bringatrailer.com, and it's so, how can I say, it's so easy to do. And ka-ching, they really do get the right number and the right value. Your bringatrailer.com, it's on the internet. That means everyone in the world can see it. And they do have everyone almost in the world looking, so you can get a good buy. Again, go to a car show every day. Enjoy, see if you can find your first car that you kind of wish you had today. Well, guess what's happened? Yes, the train has left the station when it comes to Rivian. What? That's right. Rivian. You've heard of Rivian, the electric car, truck, van company? They can now sell all of us an electric cargo van. See, back in the day when they first came out, they were in the news. They pushed that stupid truck, that semi, down the hill, stating that it was getting powered by its own electrical motor, and it was the first semi to do. They beat Elon Musk. But later found out when they opened up the hood, bonnet, for you folks listening over there in Australia, they found out that where was the electric motor? There was nothing in it. They got in trouble. But today they're not in trouble. In fact, they're doing quite well. See, they made a contract with who? Amazon. Yeah, Amazon. You know that box van that comes to your house every day? Maybe twice a day? Rivian will now sell you, the general public, you and me, the power of the people again, its electric cargo van. Yep, not only they sold to Amazon, yes, but fleet sales are now open. For the delivery 500, which costs $83,000, or the delivery 700, that's the models, by the way. The delivery 500 is $83,000, and the delivery 700 is $87,000. 100% electric. Now, these commercial vans were built exclusively for Amazon delivery vehicles since 2019, folks, with the online shopping, of course, that ordering 100,000 vehicles from the manufacturing. That's right. I said it. They ordered 100,000 of those vans from Rivian. So a little stock tip. You might want to buy their stock. Anyway, let's get back to Auto World. The vans come in two sizes, of course, and that just over 150 miles of range and front-wheel drive configurations. So they're not an all-wheel drive van. They only go about 150 miles of range. They're designed electric commercial delivery type vans. So if you've got a flower shop and maybe that mobile coffee shop, that mobile mechanic like one how I started, maybe you have your own delivery type of system that you're delivering your products out there, and you need that space as a box van. But overall, you might even be a mail person that delivers mail, and you need, you only go 100 miles a day. There you go, an electric van from Rivian that goes 150 miles is what its range is. So, now, but Amazon did order 100,000 of them. It's doing quite well. I've actually seen some in the Boise, Idaho area where I'm broadcasting here live, now to World Plaza. Now, the 500 is the smaller of the two vans, of course. It roughly 500 cubic feet of storage in the back. It's good for up to about 2,734-pound payload in the back. Gross vehicle weight, of course, is gross vehicle weight of that is 9,350 pounds. Now, the larger delivery van, the 700 van, is longer and wider, and then the 500, of course, is a bigger van. It brings interior storage space up to 652 cubic inches, more of a payload, of course, and it can haul. Well, what's really weird here, it can haul more weight. Yeah, actually, it can do it because it's bigger. Bigger electric motors. Oh, yeah. Oh. So you might just want to check into the Rivian electric vans. Amazon did at 100,000 of them. That almost scares me. But really, if you think about it, and I am, how many neighborhoods are there out there? Quite a few. I don't think even 100,000 vans have even touched the planet yet. I'm buying more stock. This is Auto World, not a stock show. By the way, let's do some housekeeping. Facebook me. My address, Mark Evans. Also, message me. You can accept that. Facebook messaging is Mark Evans is the address. Head over to Auto World Radio Facebook page. If you have Instagram, I honor that. Absolutely. Auto World Media. Just like our website, autoworldmedia.com. And that's where you can click on the podcast red bar. And I'm on LinkedIn also. The website again is autoworldmedia.com. And that will get you over to an hour of our show, my show here, that you might not, your favorite radio station is not taking. Please bother them. Let's get all 3 hours on your favorite radio station. Coming up, for you folks who do the coffee and cars, you know, the Mustangs, the Chargers, and the Camaros, you've been banned. What did you do to get banned? That's what I want to know. We'll find out when we come back.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
It's one thing about the Lincolns. They do have the motor in them. Oh, yeah. Well, you folks out there that are driving, what the heck is going on? I mean, you're driving the Mustangs and Chargers and Camaros, and you've been banned. What? Yes, coffee and cars temporarily bans all Mustangs, all Chargers, and all Camaros for your reckless behavior. What? Yes, Texas-based car meetup group, known for attracting and showcasing some impressive rides. But however, folks, the organization is putting its foot down on certain muscle car models, following some of your behavior by those drivers of those cars. Yep. Burning the tires off, doing cookies in the parking lot, reckless behavior from drivers of certain muscle cars due to morning burnouts and revving the engines. Coffees and Cars group right there in Texas says no more Mustangs, Chargers, and Camaro owners. We keep asking to cooperate with us and stop, you know, slow up, reduce the behavior of your tire burning and your cookies that you're doing, not the ones you're eating. And the revving of your engines. Now, they're temporarily banning you. So, it's called Coffee and Cars. It's a car get-together. We have those here, too, in the Boise, Idaho area. I'm sure you folks listening, you have the Coffee and Cars also in your area. But please, be careful out there, would you? We had a... Woo! It's time to do it! I've got an email that I'd like to read with you. Please don't be reckless when you're at the car shows, though, please. Take it out south of town or north of town and have some fun and get the smell of the tires burning for me out there, not in the car show area. I want to... Before the garage door goes down on the second hour, I've got a email here from a gentleman that I want to share with everybody because of what it is. And that's my whole point, is I want to make sure that everybody, I can help more than just, you know, him. And his name's Thomas. He says, hi, Mark. I've been fighting vibrations in my 2015 Tacoma now for several years. And since my last email to you, thank you very much, which I appreciated. So it seems too appropriate to call you in the guns now. My symptoms are these. Steering wheel shakes intermittently. Seems to be no rhyme or reason. Sometimes at around 40 to 50 miles an hour, the truck feels like one of the tires is egg-shaped. Going faster, this disappears. On the highway at 65 to 80 miles an hour straight, around curves uphill or down, it varies in amount and comes and goes. I did have several bent and or warped rims, but after replacing them, the vibration remains. albeit somewhat lessened. I have a newer set of Big O TAs with around 9,000 miles on them after a recent rotate and balance, and the vibration was worse. So I was referred to another Big O location where they did a road force test on all four and rebalanced them. All four tires passed the road force. Since replacing two rims, I've always asked the techs to keep an eye out for a rim, bent rims, and or to date that they say that there are no issues with the rims. I had new Fox 2.0 shocks installed, but 10 months ago also new upper A-arms with new ball joints, so I don't think there are any issues there. So moving on, the elimination of possibilities. One, drive shaft bearing, since it was lifted about 2 inches, maybe it needs shimming. Lower ball joints, but no issue has been cited. Rack and pinion steering box bushings, which unfortunately means a new unit, since it's my understanding that bushings along are just not available. My truck only has 78,000 miles on it. By the way, it is a DC four-wheel drive, short bed, TRD off-road version. I also have 1 1/4-inch spacers on the wheels. I took great care to center these on the lugs, but maybe I should check them. Don't know how much vibe they could cause if not perfectly centered. It also occurs to me while I'm sitting here trying to visualize driving that vibration also occurs not just in the steering wheel, but truck-wide. But this happens only very occasionally. Stumped. Seems back in the day I actually spun some tires while I lifted on the jacks. Not this truck, and I am wondering if a shop would do that. Dangerous? Me with jacks, yes, but on a lift, not good. Would that show up anything that otherwise would not? He says, I know that this is long and involved, but any ideas and help you might have, of course, be greatly appreciated. But any ideas and help you might have would be, of course, be greatly appreciated. Regards from a devoted listener, Thomas in St. George, Utah. Thomas, I do appreciate it. Like I say, nothing is too long, folks. First off, I want to point that out. Definitely, I want to help you and Thomas. A couple things. I want to first highlight live that I will be emailing you and talking a little bit more through email. But for everybody, I want to kind of highlight this and talk about it because the vibrations in everybody's cars, what is it, how come, and how much? Because sometimes we all just, you're chasing a rabbit down a rabbit hole, and it costs money. So I want to stop this chasing of a rabbit with Thomas and everybody else. First off, Thomas, as you said earlier in the email, tires, balancing of tires and wheels. That's right. Absolutely. That will shake truck wide and or car wide if you're driving a car. So I know the tire shops, we believe that they do know what they're doing. We believe that the tire balancing machine has been calibrated. I own a computerized tire balancing machine, Thomas. I want to let you know. I calibrate it. And I want you to know, too, it's very seriously, because I do not want your wheels and tires to come off or shake, because I could be blamed for more things that the shake is causing to deteriorate in your vehicle. Literally, the shake could destroy a lot of other things, computer-wise, etc. So I've balanced tires before, Thomas, many of them, and I have had problems where I've had great brands of tires. I'll mention one, Michelin Defender. I've had them come to me, no problemos. They look good. They feel good. They even smell good. I balance them. I have four that put on that vehicle, and one of them just doesn't want to balance correctly. What I'm saying, it takes more weight to balance that one wheel and that one tire than the other three. I instantly stop. Why should I put 35 ounces of weight on the inboard and the outboard of the wheel to balance a tire that should only have 2 ounces? Something's wrong with the tire. So I stop, I order another tire, I get another tire in, and it does. It only takes maybe at the most 5 ounces, like the other three. And that car never shakes ever again. Now, so that's one point there with tires. Not saying that the tire shop does not know what they're doing, but we want the machines calibrated. We want to make sure that the people that are actually operating the machines know how to balance the tire correctly. And or even if you mount the tire wrong on this brand new machine, it won't balance correctly. Period. Now, second thing, I noticed you said spacers. The farther you get your wheel and tire out there, the more shake you're going to get. And you're absolutely right. In your email, you said something about your spacer and if it needs to be centered, and you try your best to get it centered when you put them on. First off, why are the spacers there? I believe you probably put the spacers on there because you've got a bigger wheel and tire on that Tacoma. And it won't steer. You don't want your front tires to rub on the inside when you turn sharp, right or left. That's probably why you have the spacers on there. Spacers need to be the right spacers, Thomas, to make sure that they are snug throughout the lug pattern that's on the rotors and or on the drums on the back of that rear end. It has to be tight. It can't be a sloppy, universal, miscellaneous spacer or you'll have vibrations. I think, truthfully, that is your problem. I really do believe that. So make sure next time, make sure we can get a tire that we don't need spacers on there. If you're just doing the spacers for a look to get the tire outside there by closest to the fender as you can, or get them out outside the fender to sling some mud up on the side, well, that could be your vibration. The farther you get the big old meat out there, called the tire, the farther you're going to get more vibrations. So, also hub bearings in the front. One hub bearing in the right front, Thomas, could cause you to shake the whole living daylights out of that truck bed, period. Appreciate it. Hey, let's do a shout-out. Thomas, I'll get in touch with you more on the email. Shout-out to the station right there in St. George, and that is KZNU. AM 1450 and FM 93.1, Lafourcade Enterprise, Santa Clara, and Washington and St. George, Utah. Good to have you folks along. Appreciate it. Thanks, Thomas. Got a little gift bag for you. Hey, everybody, coming up. Oh, are those seats in the rear of your big truck safe? We'll find out on the third hour. AutoWorldMedia.com. Drive safe, everybody, and motor on.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.